Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
So I'm Sam Boyer. I started working with Drupal about 2.5 years ago, right around the beginning of 2008. And I got into panels because I got on IRC for the first time ever in January, like halfway through January, and I wanted to talk to Michelle about something with Advanced Profile. And then I find her, and the next thing I know, I'm over at looking at Organic Groups panels, the OG panels integration. Started working a little bit with that, and was introduced to Moj and Earl. Like, this is within, you know, my first 3 days of getting online. And maybe a couple weeks later, after I've been working on some stuff, Earl posts this issue in the panels queue saying, so I'm looking for a co-maintainer. and I looked at that, I was like, and I was doing the calculus even then, I was like, I know that this is going to take all of my time. Do I really want to do this? But, you know, I also knew I'd gotten into Drupal because I knew that to accomplish some of these really big goals that I had, I was going to need to meet friends. There's no way that I could do it all on my own. So I was like, well, if I do this, I'll probably get some visibility. So I was like, okay, what the hell? So I, you know, threw my name in there. He's like, yeah, you know, it's some cool stuff. Sure, go for it. Which, in fact, turned into, here are the keys. Bye-bye. I mean, he was, you know, he's present through the whole thing, but the first 6 months were a learning curve. I did basically everything that happened on panels for the first several months, and I learned a lot very fast. Yeah, that's how I got into panels.
What do you see the purpose for people using panels? Is it to have also like different versions of the site, like a mobile theme, or is it also just to let the users like rearrange stuff very easily? But what really draws people to panels?
You know, it's funny, I've always looked at the mobile question and just kind of been scared. I don't know about how panels could or should connect to doing mobile versions of a website. And if somebody wants to like have a conversation with me about that, please, I would love to anytime. I think what mostly draws people in is there are a few things that I think could draw people in. I mean, number one, just the Drupal layout, the one grandmaster layout into which you stick all sorts of numbers of blocks and then you know, like invisibilize some of them under certain crazy circumstances. It means that you never actually like have a good place that you're composing what your backend looks like before you actually put it together. Nothing like what designers actually think about, which is you've got a few different layouts and some content that goes into them, and that's your website. Panels gets closer to that kind of a model. Now, with the addition of Page Manager and some of the other things in there and like integration with things like OG panels, I think what gets attractive there is we start to move towards, well, it's a system that lets you make your Drupal site respond slightly differently under slightly different circumstances and, you know, pop out just the right set of content. And it's a lot of the things that you would end up hand coding yourself if panels wasn't there. And we do as much as we can to make it so that, you know, you're not getting a lot of, you know, performance hit, whatever, for using the interface that we've created, but it's a lot of different pieces of Drupal-ish code. Panels reaches into the system for you and ties it all together for you. That's basically what it comes down to.
And so maybe you could give some examples of where people have used panels and they've done things in Drupal that could also be done, you know, other ways, but just made it easier. Or maybe in some ways, panels is doing something that couldn't really be done at all. Maybe you could just give us some examples of that.
Sure. I mean, the simplest thing that most people do with panels is like one of the first things that they do that is one of the panel's cool points is they'll override node/%, they'll override the node page, and they'll have, you know, one version for node type X and a different version for node type Y. Now, you can totally do that. You could do that in your theme layer. You know, you could just switch on a node type and, you know, use one set of variables and pass it off to your node TPL. You could do it there, but it's less reusable there, and, you know, you have to debug it and do all sorts of things. And of course, then it also requires that people look at code. You do that in panels, you just have to, you know, click some variants together and say, hey, if it's node type X, we do this, use this one. If it's node type Y, we use that one. Fundamentally, the underlying thing that's happening is really it's the same check. Is this node type or is it that node type? It's just that it does it for you and it, you know, does it all in the right ways. We bake as many best practices as we can. We know how to reach into different parts of Drupal data and use them to make your website do what you want it to do. What was the second part of your question there?
Just examples of like what people use panels for? Something that either they could do in one way that was like, you could still do it other ways, but it makes it easier, or there's things that you couldn't do at all before.
Right. So, yeah, so I mean, the node example is one which is you could do this in one way, but panels lets you do it a different way. I could also say that panels often get used in a few different sort of families of applications. It has a few different like families of applications. There's one which is just like the splash page, you know, your homepage for your website or do some splash pages. That's one place where I see panels get used all the time. Really simple. It's not overriding anything. I just want to stick these, you know, blocks in at this particular spot. It's also really useful and highlights one of those failings of the current Drupal render pipeline insofar as, you know, on the splash page or on your homepage, you're going to have a bunch of blocks that you don't want to show up anywhere else in your site. So it's kind of annoying to have to like have those blocks right next to each other on, or right next to the ones that you're using on, you know, most of your like content pages, on your block visibility or on your block configurations page. It's dumb. So people use panels for that. Another one is if you're going a little bit more intense and you'll do the node override stuff, so you'll show nodes through panels and you have slightly different ways that you render this node type versus that node type. Another one is OG panels, which uses the panel system to allow group administrators to, you know, add additional tabs, navigational tabs up at the top, which and then can, you know, be populated with more and more group content. The idea there really being that you want to hand control over the entire group experience, and I'm doing air quotes right now, the group experience over to the owner of that group. And that's something that we've been pushing into a lot more recently that really, really excites me and is a lot of the reason that I got involved with panels in the first place is because I want to be able to transfer control of the overall appearance of your website as much as possible into the hands of a total non-expert. That's what OG Panels takes a step towards. Now, one of the things I'll be demoing tomorrow in my presentation is another huge step towards that I'm really, really excited about. And this is a big thanks to Chapter 3 here, who I've been working with for the last month and a half on this. But Panels historically has only ever worked, you have to go into the back end and do this, you know, complex, crazy number of buttons and options back end configuration thing. And what I'll be demoing tomorrow is a new front-end editor for panels. So you don't have to go into the back end. You just go to the homepage. You go to your actual homepage, and if you've got the right permissions, you just get a drag-and-drop interface right there. You rearrange it, hit save, and you're done. It's a huge step towards taking all the complexity out of panels and presenting an interface that you can actually show to your non-computer savvy clients, which, yeah, I mean, it changes the audience for it. It means you can reasonably use panels to build community-oriented websites.
And so Earl had mentioned that Chapter 3 was working a lot with panels. What type of stuff are they doing in particular that they've chosen to use panels over something else, like a view or doing it custom in the template files?
Well, at this point, as I understand it, because I've just been working with Chapter 3 on this one project, but at this point, I mean, they use panels for most stuff. Yeah, I mean, most places that you would use a template file, they try to stick a panel in. I know that they are gravitating more and more towards using panels for community-driven sites, you know, which are really like intranet-type sites, and trying to build that out. And that's the direction I've been wanting to see panels help go for a while. One thing that I've had a lot of conversations with Josh Koenig about is caching. I mean, he's very performance-oriented. I have gone more in that direction recently myself. But panels, by virtue of the way of its render pipeline works, allows you to do really, really intelligent granular caching that like is not, well, it's not that it's not possible, it's that you have to be a wizard to do it if you want to do it in the standard Drupal framework. Panels, since it breaks out all of its component pieces and has hook points on top of every, you know, pane that gets rendered, it can just cache the pane, this pane, that pane, and it can cache it based on different conditions, time of day, user accessing it, whatever. You know, all the standard type of stuff that you want to cache on, and then it can stick into pluggable different backends. You can throw it into Redis, you can throw it into Memcache, you can throw it into APC, whatever, it doesn't matter, it doesn't care. But so I know that that's one priority of Chapter 3 as well as rounding that out. It's also something that I want to work on some more. But this is one of the reasons that we're also arguing for some of those panels type approaches and moving them higher up into core is because Drupal has historically had huge problems dealing with authenticated user caching. Anytime that you can't just cache the whole page and, you know that it'll work. And if we move to a system that's a little bit more what I call pull-based, like panels, then it'll allow us to do in a much more structured, easy, repeatable, generic type way, doing things like complex caching operations that are dependent upon multiple pieces of data, and you can just use to cache this certain selected portion of your site and, you know, integrate with things like Varnish, and you can do ESIs and all sorts of really, really exciting and nifty stuff.
So it sounds like you're able to kind of break up a page into multiple chunks and then cache, even if there's different times of which things may expire and update more frequently. Yep. Does that mean that something like panels would be more performant than using the block system?
It's a complicated answer, but basically, yes. About a year and a half ago, I did a pretty rigorous, but not rigorous enough for me to want to publish, which makes me sound like an idiot, but nevertheless, a set of benchmarks on this to determine this. If you have a simple node with virtually no data on it, and you know you do a render with a standard render pipeline versus a render with panels, where you pass through the whole panels thing, you see maybe like somewhere between 7 and 12% of a speed decrease if you use panels. So that's just like, you know, straight one-to-one comparison. The issue is much more is as you get into building, hey, a real site, which has, you know, a complex set of different elements that are pushed onto the page. To build a caching strategy for something like that outside of panels, you have to, I mean, there are a few different methods of doing it. You can utilize block caching to a certain extent. Beyond that, you have to do things like caching theme functions. With Drupal 7 now, there's Hook Page Alter, and you can insert caching, and you can like cache on specific render elements. So you can do a lot more of it now. It's not nearly as reusable. But in Drupal 6 and previous in any case, doing that kind of caching is just really complicated without panels. Panels, you can build a really complex, you know, thing with a whole bunch of different elements in it and apply independent caching logic to each different piece, which is, you know, it all ties back into the same like context-based system, so it can be sensitive to all these different things, and you can adjust multiple different types of TTLs for every one of your individual items. But yeah, I mean, you can basically do it, which means you can, for a more complex node load, aka one that's more like what you're going to see on a real site, you can build a complex caching strategy with panels, and it's going to be exportable, it'll be stable, it will work, it'll be easy to retool, and it'll be a hell of a lot more performant than anything that you get normally.
And so when you mention looking to putting in this Drupal, you're talking about Drupal 8 as opposed to like Drupal 7 that still hasn't come out.
Yes, sorry, right. Yeah, that would be for Drupal 8. We are sitting here right outside of the Core Development Summit at DrupalCon San Francisco right now, and Larry Garfield Krell has just presented an idea that he and I and a few others have been conspiratorially twiddling our fingers about for several months, which basically is to take a lot of the elements of the panels render approach and push them up into Drupal Core and make Drupal Core itself use that type of approach. And one of the benefits would be, yeah, that it becomes much easier to utilize contextual information and apply it in a systematical way to different blocks within the page, do really smart caching, and fun ensues. I very much believe, I very much hope that it will. There are two things that make performance a really, really dark art, I believe. I mean, one is you have to understand all of your different actual mechanisms that you can use for caching, you know, whatever external things you're caching it in and how you set up your cluster and whatever else. And that's always going to be like difficult and a separate set of knowledge from your standard Drupal knowledge. But the other thing that you have to know right now, which I don't think you should have to, is you should have to know it. You have to know enough about the render system that Drupal has that you just like know just the right point to cut in at. That makes it dually crazy to do complex caching. And we really shouldn't have that second situation. So, I mean, I think that if we can move this pull-based system, as I call it, further up into Drupal Core, we can at least get rid of that piece. It'll be much, much easier. People will understand that this is a block element, and we can apply caching to it. We can use arbitrary logic that is sensitive to whatever else is going on inside of Drupal, and it'll just work. So then you just have to learn all the sysadmin stuff. But
yeah. You can get all that in Drupal 6 and Drupal 7 now with panels, though, is what you're saying.
Within the context of what panels does. I mean, panels necessarily has to live at a lower level. It happens after all the menu routing and all that. But yeah, it works in Drupal 6 right now, and it will work. It'll be a little bit different in Drupal 7 because of the way Hook Page Alter works and stuff. But yeah, all of that will exist right now. So within the context of what your panels are doing, you can absolutely have intelligent caching.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks a lot.